This is Protect What Matters with Barry Fisher and Susan Blaze, giving you the advice and information on protecting what matters the most in today's world. Phone lines open, 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
Good afternoon, I'm Barry Fisher.
And I'm Susan Blaze.
And welcome to Protecting What Matters, the broadcast that helps you become better shoppers and buyers of services and products to protect various aspects of your life and property. Today's show features Ron and Maria Torres of Seniors Helping Seniors, a new concept here in the Central Coast, and which enables seniors, help seniors with their lives and daily activities. And they're just terrific people, they're good friends, and we're happy to have them on board here. Our call-in number, our KPRL call-in number for questions is 805-238-5775. That's 238-KPRL. So I got a couple of things, two, three things that I'd like to touch on before we start with our interview. Number one is a follow-up to our interview last week with Dr. Warren Frankel. Before we spoke last week, I actually started reading a book, which is fascinating. I heard about it on the Andrew Klavan show on the Daily Wire. It's a book written by Stephen Meyer, who is a PhD in the philosophy of science. He directs the Center for Science and Culture at the Discovery Institute in Seattle. And he's authored a book called The Return of the God Hypothesis, Three Scientific Discoveries That Reveal the Mind Behind the Universe. And basically, just real quickly, Meyer demonstrates how discoveries in cosmology and physics coupled with those in biology, help to explain the identity of the designing intelligence behind life and the universe. And what I really like about this book is not only, you know, the thesis behind the book is very interesting, but also I'm not a science guy, and he explains a lot of the things going on in physics and biology in a real layman's terms. So if you're looking for a good read, it's a long read, but it's a good read, and I think you'll really enjoy it. The next thing I wanted to bring to your attention is that there was a great article in the Wall Street Journal this weekend on the 27th called What to Know About RMDs and Retirement Planning. Now, RMDs, of course, are required minimum distributions that anybody who has a 401k or an IRA or qualified funds, as they're referred to, you need to start taking the money out of those by the time you're 72 years old. But there's been some rule changes that now prevent you from pushing those funds to future generations of your children. So I actually wrote a blog about this in February. It's a result of the SECURE Act, which was passed in 2019. The bottom line is if you have qualified funds, if you have IRAs, 401ks, you probably need to rethink your strategy. And, you know, we'll be happy to talk to you about that if you have any questions about that. You know how to get a hold of us, info@blazeandbear.com, and also 805-635-7200. Finally, and then I'm going to turn this over to the interview, something came across my desk, my computer actually, this morning, a study from Hebrew University of Jerusalem and the Wharton School of Business. And it's entitled Financial Regret at Older Ages and Longevity Awareness. And here's the executive summary of the findings. They reveal that many in the older population experience high levels of financial regret. Specifically, 57% of participants report regretting not having saved more money, 40% regretted not buying long-term care insurance, 23% regretted that they did not delay claiming Social Security benefits, 33% regretted not having purchased lifetime income payments, and actually 37% regretted not working longer. So it's a very interesting study. I'm sure we'll be unpacking parts of this in the coming weeks and months. Okay, now I'd like to introduce Ron and Maria. Ron Torres and his wife Maria of Seniors Helping Seniors are applying their respective business knowledge and medical expertise to serve seniors in San Luis Obispo County by hiring vibrant local county seniors as helper companions for other seniors needing friendship and wanting to remain independent in their own homes for as long as possible. Ron is a serial entrepreneur with and a successful one at that, with backgrounds in engineering, insurance, real estate, and human resources. He holds a bachelor's degree in management and organizational development and a master's in leadership and organizational studies. His most previous position was director of human resources at a $100 million organization with 1,100 employees headquartered in San Luis Obispo. Maria began her caregiving career at the age of 13 and assisting an elderly couple with their light housework and lending them companionship. After earning her bachelor's degree at UC Santa Cruz, Maria enrolled in the nurse practitioner physician assistant program at UC Davis. She worked throughout the Central Valley and loved serving the Spanish and English-speaking communities as a physician assistant in a family practice. Both Ron and Maria are committed to meeting the great unmet needs of our burgeoning senior population. Ron and Maria, thank you and welcome to Protecting What Matters. So let's just start with a simple question. Tell us about what Seniors Helping Seniors.
Thanks, Barry. Seniors Helping Seniors is we hire seniors to care for seniors in their homes. And I listened to what you read there, Barry, about seniors that regretted not working longer. That rings so true. In our recruiting of caregivers, we have found so many seniors who want to go back to work, but they don't want to commit to a 40-hour a week job or something like that. But they want to be relevant. They want to make a difference as they're getting close to the end of their life. And they have a wealth of experience and knowledge and caring for other people. They want to help. And some of them do that as volunteers in their church or in other organizations. When they hear that I am willing to pay them to provide the care, they're just really thrilled. It meets a lot of their needs. It keeps them active and keeps them engaged. But it also provides support for an older senior in a way that they can understand each other better. They're closer as peers and therefore can really understand each other.
That's great. I bet it's so easy for them to relate to each other then, as opposed to an 80-year-old having a 30-year-old caregiver. They've got someone they can, in the same age group, or not maybe the same age group, but close enough. So with the background you have, Ron, and all these different things you've done, why did you decide to start Seniors Helping Seniors?
I was in the human resources business as a human resources director for various corporations for 20 years. And just became disenchanted with my career. Really loved it when I got into it, but as time went on, I felt like I was being led to do something else. And guess what? I found myself being a senior myself and at retirement age.
Kind of comes up on you fast.
Huh? It comes up fast. So here I am, a senior, not happy with my job, but wanting to still contribute, still feeling healthy and vibrant. And I ran across Seniors Helping Seniors through a coach online, never met him. He introduced me to the concept along with some other ideas, but this immediately rang true to me, and I jumped on the opportunity to bring this service to San Luis Obispo County.
So, Maria, what makes you guys and Seniors Helping Seniors different from other services that are available in the county?
Well, the biggest thing is that when we do our recruitment of caregivers, we look for characteristics that demonstrate love, kindness, compassion, and respect and dignity. And I see that in the population that has come and applied, it's something that is innate and natural. It's something that sometimes we can't really train. It just comes from the heart. And that's what we're so proud of our caregivers that we have hired thus far. And in reviewing about the model of the founder, I was very impressed that their mission was very perfect with what I had in mind to return to the community. And that's why I stepped up to support Ron in this endeavor that he has.
And the great part, too, is you have a medical background, right? You were a physician's assistant. So we just have about 20 seconds to talk about that.
Yes, well, that definitely does help in bringing eyes to in the assessment process. And I can already see the needs of the person without them having to even disclose it. And some things are very intimate to them that sometimes they don't mention it, but I'll catch it. And so that is very positive from the education that I have in my background.
Well, that's great. I hear the music coming on, so we will take a break, and we will be back to you in a few minutes. Thank you.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The House plans to vote tomorrow on President Biden's request for legislation forcing a labor agreement between rail companies and employee unions. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We must avoid a strike. Jobs will be lost. Even union jobs will be lost.
The administration helped broker a tentative deal earlier this year, but 4 of 12 rail workers' unions have not ratified that agreement and could authorize a strike as soon as the end of next week. The number of people screened at airport checkpoints Sunday hit a pandemic high of 2.56 million.
It's a 4.5% bump over last year and well over the 1.2 million screened the same time in 2020, when the U.S. was still facing strict travel restrictions.
Fox's Lillian Wu. America's listening to Fox News.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
Hammond Overhead Door Company has known for over 50 years that you have a choice when it comes to garage door services. That's why they utilize only the finest garage door materials and equipment, and their fleet of fully equipped service vehicles are ready to serve your maintenance and repair needs quickly and efficiently. Hammond Overhead Door Company. Call 238-0524 or go to HammondOverheadDoor.com.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
Attention landowners with a water well over the Paso Robles Basin. In 2013, SLO County Board of Supervisors passed a two-year emergency ordinance to limit access to water under your property. That temporary ordinance has not been lifted. For nearly 10 years, you've been stripped of your constitutional correlative right to equal share of the water. While thousands of small landowners honored the ordinance, about 12 big-money Bruce Gibson donors have been aggressively pumping 90% of the water. Unequal and unconstitutional treatment of small landowners needs to stop now. On December 6th, the Board of Supervisors will vote on a new ag planting ordinance that will restore equal water rights. Tell SLO County Supervisors to vote yes on the ag planting ordinance. Show up and speak out on December 6th, 9 a.m. at the SLO County Government Center, or call your supervisor at 781-5450, 781-5450. What is your land worth without water?
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. The KPRL call-in line is 805-238-5775. That's 238-KPRL.
And we are here with Ron and Maria Torres from Seniors Helping Seniors. And so now we'd like to know, who are your clients?
Our clients can be of many different clients. You know, in today's society, often the children live far away from their parents, and the parents are kind of alone, and we might we can help in those situations where we can provide that care and watchful eye over the loved one at a distance. So often children of seniors not living near their parents. Another category would be the sandwich generation, those parents, those people that have both teenage children or younger and their parents that they're taking care of. Taking care of a loved one can be very, very difficult and very stressful. We can help provide respite for those kind of people as well. Also, we have run into people who are, let's say it's a spouse who is caring 24/7 for their partner. Very, very stressful situation. We can provide respite for those. Perhaps we have seniors recovering from surgery or some kind of treatment, and it's a temporary thing, but we can provide that bridge. Or, sometimes seniors who actually recognize they need help, but a lot of times they're kind of in denial and they don't say that they want help.
And it sounds like you're kind of flexible. You can help people for a short time or an extended period of time based on what they need.
Yes, absolutely. We don't. There are no long-term contracts, no contracts at all. It's an agreement that can be terminated as needed. Okay. It can be short-term or it can be for a long time.
Great.
So could you guys give us a picture of the types of services you provide? Don't fight over the microphone.
Okay. Probably first and foremost, but not the only by any means, is companionship. As we mentioned, we want that relationship to develop. We almost become friends to the senior. Having friends and being able to hug and just touch is something that, believe it or not, many seniors don't have. And when a human being is not touched or not interacted with other humans, their situation deteriorates. That alone can be a big help. We also help with activities of daily living if needed. For instance, if they need help bathing or eating or with incontinence issues, that kind of thing. Instrumental activities of daily living, which would be like transportation, going to the bank or cooking or those kinds of things, helping around the house, gardening, light housekeeping, meal prep. We provide motivation to exercise, medication reminders. We're non-medical service. We cannot dispense medication, but we can remind them to take it.
Right.
Personal, emotional support, and just reducing fall and re-injury risks, those kinds of things.
Do sometimes the companionship, I know my mother used to be really a card player, and she didn't have anyone to play cards with anymore. Do things like that? Your caregivers might actually play cards or games with people to keep them occupied and mentally active?
They sure do. In fact, when we do our assessments there's assessments on both sides. Number one, of the employee, the caregiver, but also the care receiver. If we have a caregiver that loves cards or loves music or whatever it is, and we have a care receiver that has those similar interests, we pair them together so they can really have a good connection.
Great.
Makes sense.
So how are you finding people? I mean, are people just calling you from your great commercials on KPRL? or you're getting them from a lot of different sources, I'm guessing.
Yeah. We amazingly, we have found the most success with something as inane and simple as Craigslist. Wow. But I ran the ad differently than my competitors. I ran it as a customer service ad, and I didn't do the typical HR job description ad. I told our story and described what we're doing and where our heart is. We had an amazing response, both from Craigslist and Indeed. Without doing the free Indeed ads, we got amazing response. Most of the respondents, the candidates, were excellent, and just a few of them were not going to work out.
So these are people that you were looking to recruit as caregivers, correct?
Correct, for the caregivers. And the care receivers, we get involved with the community. We will visit assisted living centers, independent living centers, other locations, senior centers where seniors may congregate, businesses that may serve seniors and so forth. Those are some of the ways that we find. But probably most strong, most effective is word of mouth from others.
All right. Great.
That's great. I'm going to ask this one to Maria, since she's the medical person. What types of other client needs can you support?
Well, during the assessment, we identify what their needs are, and when we compose the list, we do ask the client what is it that they most want to accomplish in that visit, and what their challenges are. So we come alongside and we create a plan for them to meet that challenge alongside. So having that companion is very helpful. And we help them with their needs to put together a diet for, let's say, for example, if they're diabetic. We also, as basic as staying hydrated is a very big thing that for some reason nobody's wanting to drink water. So even coming and having a cup of tea, at least we know that during that visit they had a cup of water. So we come up with that type of idea, and then just motivating them to stay mobile and to keep the set of skills that are necessary to meet their activities of daily living is a pressing issue. So we work on that. And then, of course, it's individualized. If they've had a recent procedure, there will provide support in that sense. And memory care, which does include a lot of games, bingo, to just stimulate their mind. And we could even just sit down and read to them. And so the time spent with the person is what develops the friendship, and then the trust from the recipient to the caregiver, and the caregiver will, at moment's notice, will go out of their way to really please the recipient.
That's great.
That is great. So, Ron and Maria, you've been really clear about, you know, the types of caregivers you're out to hire. One of the things that I'd like you to spend a few minutes upon, because you've got pretty much gone through that, but I'd like you to add a word or two about California's stringent vetting process of caregivers and how you can assure potential receivers of care that the people that have you're sending out to see them are really taking care of, you know, aren't you know, an axe murderer or something like that.
California has a lot of regulations, but you know, in this area, this is really a good thing because they want to be sure that the seniors are safe and that there's quality service involved. First of all, we were vetted very heavily when we applied for our license. California requires that we have a license to do what we do. Went through a long 3-month process to be approved. We're fully licensed, bonded, and insured. As far as the caregivers, used to be that we could hire, this was before I was in the industry, hire anybody and there was no approval needed. But now the state of California requires that the caregivers be thoroughly vetted. They have to go through a background check, live scan. They also are checked in other ways with the FBI and various things. And they have to be approved and placed on the registry in order for them to be approved caregivers. In addition, we are required to provide them a minimum amount of training it's about a minimum of 7 hours of training so that they understand what the caregiving requirements are. Although many, if not most of them, already have a lot of experience in caregiving in their personal lives. And that's one thing we select for. We want someone that has had that experience, maybe not in a professional sense, but perhaps in their own personal life. If you're caring for a loved one, a mom or a dad, for 6 months or a year or 2 years before they pass, that is really, really valuable experience.
And is this the Department of Social Services that is doing the vetting?
Department of Social Services, Community Care Licensing Division, Home Care Services Bureau. There's three levels down.
Ah, yes. Would we be without
a real bureaucracy?
A whole group of regulators. But I find it just strikes me what a perfect pair you are with all the human resources experience that you have, Ron, and with your medical background, Maria. It's just a really synergistic arrangement that you can really put things together to help your clients. So do you only provide services to people in their own homes?
Not exclusively in their own homes, although that's probably that will be the most common. We can provide services in other venues. For instance, we did an assessment for a client who's at an independent living center, and she needs support to be able to stay in the independent living center. Also, she may require care in an assisted living center, which is a higher level of care from the facility. We can assist there. Sometimes the facilities are short on staff and they can't provide all the services needed. We can step in and provide that care in those areas as well.
That makes sense to me because I did that for my mom when I first brought her to California. She was in an assisted living facility, but they were taking care of mostly the activities of daily living. And that's when I hired caregivers to go in and play cards with her and be social with her because she just really needed that to get acclimated to the new place that she was living. That's really valuable.
Exactly. The social part is so critical.
Mm-hmm. And in the last few minutes that you have with us here, let's talk a little bit about, because this dovetails with our third and fourth segment comments that we're going to have. Susan's done a lot of research on. But, you know, in your experience so far, well, first of all, I mean, how are people paying for their services? But what type of, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? What kind of help do you give them in accessing how to pay for the care?
Most of our clients are private pay, meaning they pay out of their own funds, out of their own resources. As you can imagine, that can get expensive, especially over a long period of time. And there are many that maybe don't have those resources, which is very sad. We help them find other resources. For instance, if the client or care receiver is a veteran, it's possible that they may have veterans benefits that can pay for the services. Also, perhaps in some cases, for some, long-term care insurance might be an option as well. But we do everything we can to try to find help for someone who can't pay.
Well, Rana and Maria, we're getting the hook here from the computer, but we want to thank you for joining us. And how can potential caregivers get in touch with you?
They can call us at 805-369-2110 or seniorcareslo.com.
Great. Well, thank you very much, and we'll get you back here again to tell us how it's going. Take care.
Okay. Thank you for...
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending mixed as investors monitor developments in China, along with downbeat data on U.S. consumer confidence and the housing market. Energy stocks were among the gainers as crude oil prices rose, while technology stocks fell, with Apple leading the charge after a Wall Street analyst slashed his iPhone shipment estimates due to protest in China. And Carnival stock jumped nearly 5% after the cruise line operator said the volume of bookings during this year's Cyber Monday sales were double 2019 booking levels. The Dow winners, American Express, Boeing, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, Apple, United Health Group, and Visa. The Dow rising 3 points, the NASDAQ down 66, S&P 500 down 6. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Starting to realize your small business is a little overwhelmed by the holiday rush? It's still not too late to get all of your shipping and mailing under control with Stamps.com. Sign up right now, and you'll be printing your own postage in just minutes with discounted USPS and UPS shipping rates. Just go to Stamps.com. Click the mic at the top of the page and use code BUSINESS for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. That's stamps.com, code BUSINESS.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Rich London, the mattress specialist in Paso Robles, is celebrating another anniversary.
Well, we started in Atascadero on September 22nd of 1992 next to the Carlton Hotel. It's been a good 30 years.
And are you doing any special celebrations here at the mattress specialist?
Always. You know how that is, Gary. I take care of everybody every day. I don't have special sales all the time per se because my prices are sale prices every day.
The mattress specialist, 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location in Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Saturday and has a dump station for your RV. To learn more, call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616, or go online to deltaliquidenergy.com.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. You're here with Blaze and Bear, and our call-in number is 805-238-5775. Or you can also send us an email at info@blazeandbear.com. So just so you know, Ron and Maria are still in studio with us. So if you do have a question for them, we'll take your call and they'll be happy to answer your questions for you. In the meantime, we are going to continue this discussion of ways to pay for long-term care that you may not have thought about. So, and Susan's done a whole lot of research on this, and so we're just going to move through these topic points. So Susan, let's just start for a minute, just to give people an idea. What is the definition of long-term care that people could understand?
Right. Long-term care is the care we need when we can no longer take care of ourselves and perform those basic activities of daily living that Ron mentioned: bathing, eating, dressing, continence, toileting, and safely moving around the home without falling, which is called transferring. Long-term care insurance of any type will pay for the services you receive if you cannot perform two of those six activities of daily living at any time because of a physical impairment, or if you have a cognitive impairment, a severe cognitive impairment, such as dementia or Alzheimer's disease.
Let me just add here that the standard definition of long-term care was established in 1996 by the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. And so when it comes to long-term care insurance, but most things long-term care, that standard definition holds. So,
right.
Okay, anyway, initially, Susan, a great deal of care is provided by family, and I'm sure Ron and Maria would attest to that, that family members are the first responders to taking care of people. Why is this proven, however, to be the most expensive method for caregiving?
It definitely is. I can speak from my own family's experience, where my mom took care of my dad for 16 years after he had a stroke, and then she came down with Alzheimer's. The stress and strain of full-time caregiving has such a huge negative impact on caregivers. Their physical and emotional health, they just tend to let their own care of themselves slide. They don't exercise, they don't eat right, they don't sleep right. Their financial well-being is hugely impacted. If they're still working or have a business, now they can't spend as much time at work. Sometimes they have to reduce their hours or quit their job altogether or refuse promotions because they need to spend the time taking care of their loved one. And so this has a long-term effect on their lifetime income and their contributions to Social Security, which even affects their retirement savings. And then their social life, they don't have time to go out with friends like they used to. They end up being isolated, depressed, and lonely sometimes. And with Alzheimer's, 70% of family caregivers die before the Alzheimer's patient. That happened to one of my friends, Kay. Her dad died because of taking care of her mother years before the mom died.
Right.
And then even spiritual life, because now there's no time to attend church or temple or do any of the spiritual activities that you used to do. So it's very, very expensive on the caregiver themselves.
Well, and I know there have been a number of surveys that have talked about the cost of care to an employer when an employee is not coming into work on a regular basis, or they're distracted or something like that. We could do a whole show on that one.
Right. It's called presenteeism. The employee is there physically, but mentally they're worrying about, did mom eat? Did she take her meds? Is she going to fall? It's constant. You know, they're not really at work.
So, Susan, how much do these various services generally cost? I know there's a lot of surveys out there on
this. I did the latest research I got was from the Genworth Cost of Care Report, which you can look up. It has info on every city, major city and state throughout the country. Right now, it says home caregivers in this county, and Rhonda Maria can let me know, it's like $30 to $37 an hour is what they're saying. So that's an average that people need a caregiver is about 44 hours a week, which would be over $7,000 a month. Assisted living right here in San Luis Obispo County, you may be surprised to know we have about 80 different facilities that range from a private home that has up to six beds all the way to the very large and fancy sometimes assisted living facilities that are like cruise ships on land. They can go from $4,500 a month to over $10,000 a month depending on the type of facility and the amount of care provided. And then nursing homes cost from $10,000 to $12,000 a month, but depending on if you have a semi-private or a private room.
Go ahead, Rod.
I just wanted to add on the cost. I did a full survey of the providers that are here, and it's now more like 35 to 45 and more per hour for care.
Right. It's gone up a lot because there's a stress on caregivers. There's a shortage of caregivers, and so they're having to get paid more and more.
Okay, so Susan, where can people find the money? How do they find the money to pay for these services?
There's basically two major ways to fund long-term care. There's private and there's public. And so we'll look at private first. If you plan ahead, you can use insurance to pay for much or all of the cost of long-term care. And there's several different types of insurance policies you can use. There's long-term care insurance, which is the traditional insurance that pays for the costs if you need them. It generally gives you the biggest bang for the buck because it only covers one thing. It covers long-term care services if you can't meet two of those six activities of daily living. But it is like homeowners or health insurance. It is a use it or lose it thing. If you don't need long-term care, you won't, you know, it's not going to pay claims. But of course, then that means you get to live to a ripe old age and die in your sleep, which who wouldn't want that? But if that isn't the case, traditional long-term care insurance is a great option. But as we're all aging and as many people in our age group, many seniors have adult children or children they want to make sure get something from their estate, there are now a whole raft of hybrid policies, which are combinations of various types of life insurance or annuities that pay for long-term care expenses if you need them. I have an example of just one type. There are many, many different types. I have a 56-year-old woman, has a 20-year-old son. She buys a $300,000 life insurance policy, which includes long-term care benefits. That means there's a $300,000 benefit there if she dies. But if she needs long-term care before she dies, she can use up to 4% a month for 25 months or up to $12,000 a month to pay for her long-term care. So let's say she uses $200,000 for long-term care, and then she passes on, her son would get the remaining $100,000. So what people like about a plan like this is that $300,000 in benefits is going to for sure be paid out to someone, either the beneficiary, if she never uses long-term care, or her for long-term care, and then whatever's left to her beneficiary. So it's kind of a really good option for people that have dependents they want to make sure get the benefits.
And then, of course, now we have some annuity options that are helpful for people who have some health issues.
Right. We do. There's all kinds of annuities, too. All of these private options are very much customized. And that's why people like us, you know, we talk to each person, figure out exactly what they need, and then we can develop an option that fits their particular situation and their budget.
Right. And really, the life insurance and annuity options are designed for what we refer to as lazy money. You know, cash you got sitting in underperforming assets or bank accounts that you might want to just reposition to be able to provide you with the leverage, the benefits that you'll need when you need care.
And that's exactly it. Because for an example of just one annuity type that I really like, is if you have $100,000, let's say, in a CD or money market or something, you can take that $100,000 and put it into this type of annuity that is designed to pay for long-term care. And based on your health at the time you apply, there's a number of questions that are asked. You don't. This one does not have, you know, paramed exams where someone comes out to weigh you and take blood and urine samples and all that. Very simple underwriting. But if you are extremely healthy, you can get up to three times what you put in. So you can take that $100,000 and turn it into $300,000 of potential long-term care benefits if you need it. And if you're not quite that healthy, but you still pass the qualifying questions, you can get two times that amount or $200,000. So that's the leverage that you can get if you plan ahead. It's just, I can't stress it enough. That's the main thing here, is to plan ahead. You will have so much more funding for long-term care if you need it than if you don't and have to rely on 100-cent dollars when you retire.
There you go. Now, interestingly enough, your next example is something that was mentioned in this article from the Wall Street Journal for moving your money out of some of your qualified funds into a whole life insurance policy, okay? And especially not so much moving the money necessarily, but also if you're younger, instead of pushing all your money into a qualified plan, 401k, you might want to take a portion of it and start funding whole life insurance to not only give yourself some life insurance benefits, but also provide money down the line for your care. So we're getting the musical hook. We seem to be a little off today, but that's okay. We'll pick it up on the other side, and Susan will go through this example and a couple others for you. So thanks so much for being with us. Stick with us for a couple more minutes, and we'll be right back.
Dubs Paso Soul Food Grill is now open at 14th and Park in Paso Robles. Fresh and flavorful, their food is prepared daily using only the best quality ingredients. Fresh fried chicken made to order from scratch, crab and crawfish bags, and their best-seller catfish. Dubs Paso Soul Food Grill. Everything tastes like a home-cooked meal. Fried green tomatoes, hush puppies, black-eyed peas, cornbread, collard greens, red beans and rice, mac and cheese. It's all authentic home-style food that's good for your soul. Enjoy classic R&B hits on their sound system while dining indoors or out. You can also order online for pickup or relax at home and get great soul food delivered right to your door. See their menu at pasogrill.com. Family owned and operated, they love locals because they are local. Dubs Paso Soul Food Grill. Look for the big Paso Grill sign at 14th and Park.
When it comes to solar energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. AJ from Atascadero says, quote, "A lot of people leave long reviews that ramble on, and before you know it, you've stopped paying attention. Here's the deal. Solarponics is the best in the industry. If you want the best solar system you can get, then choose these guys. Thank you, AJ, for that Yelp review. When we install a solar energy system, we're installing 46 years of what AJ said. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention homeowners, do you have a solar energy system and still have a high true-up bill? It may be time for an add-on system, especially if you recently added or will be adding an EV. Get your system back in line with your energy use. Eliminate your true-up bill. Plus, the tax credit is back to 30% for new and add-on systems. Call today for a free PV add-on quote. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. The KPRL call-in line is 805-238-5775. Okay, we're going to pick up right where we left off. Again, Ron and Maria are still in studio with us, so if you have some questions for them, we'll be happy to take those. But in the meantime, Susan, why don't you go through this multitasker idea? Somebody who's a little younger, who has multiple things to plan for, but they can turn it into then a nest egg for long-term care.
Right. This type of policy is called a whole life insurance policy, and it's actually one of those best-kept secrets of really rich people. I've mentioned this book before called What Would the Rockefellers Do? Really rich people buy lots of whole life insurance for their children from very young ages, and this money just keeps piling up inside these policies because they are policies that are designed to have cash value as well as a death benefit. And if you do it properly, you can take this money out at various points in your life tax-free. So it's ultimately a lot better than tax-deferred, like IRAs or 401ks are. I have an example here. A 46-year-old woman bought a $175,000 death benefit. Now, the premium for this is a lot higher than term insurance. It was almost $14,000 for a 20-year period. She wanted to condense the time that she'd have to pay. But if you think of it as an enforced savings account, and you do this at a young age, the younger the better, this is going to keep accumulating cash, because the thing about whole life insurance policies are that everything in them is guaranteed. There's a guaranteed premium, a guaranteed interest rate that is going to, no, sorry, not an interest rate, a dividend that they pay. And then there is also a non-guaranteed level of investment that can go into the policy based on how the company is doing every year.
I actually just got a notice from one of our primary whole life companies today, and they were very proud again to hit their dividend paying projection for the year. And I'm suspecting that those dividends are going to start going up in this higher interest rate environment.
Right. So it's like it's sort of like owning a house, that you, when you have this type of policy, the dividends keep coming in and building up your death benefit and the cash value in the policy. So using this particular 46-year-old woman with the $175,000 death benefit, by the time she's 66 years old, when she's in year 20 of owning that policy, the guaranteed cash in there is almost $409,000. And the death benefit has grown to $408,000 from the original $175,000. And the cash in the policy at year 20 is $270,000 guaranteed. And if the company keeps performing at the current level they have been, it'd be $380,000. So that gives her a good chunk of change that she can use for long-term care or anything else. The beauty of this, that you may have heard of a concept called bank on yourself. If you have $380,000 in a life insurance policy that you own, and let's say you're much younger and you just want to buy a new car or send a kid to college, you don't have to go through loan procedures and ask people, mother, may I, can I borrow money? You call the insurance company, say, I want $40,000, and they send you a check. That's it. So you become your own banker. It is really a huge kind of not seen benefit that you can have, and that it can pay for your long-term care if you do it ahead of time.
Great. Yeah, we'll spend some more time on whole life as into the future shows. It really is a great solution for a lot of people. So let's suppose somebody, like in our survey that was cited earlier, let's say somebody just didn't plan. What
right.
happens? They get to that point. What are they going to do?
So if you don't have a plan for long-term care, and all of a sudden you're faced with this situation, what a lot of people do, Ron mentioned this earlier, is they go into their personal savings and investments, or else you have to divest yourself of assets like real estate, stocks and bonds, etc. The biggest problem with that is that you don't know what the market's going to be like at the time you need to divest yourself. And there may be taxes due that can change the money that you think you're going to get out of this divesting of assets. And one thing that I've seen way too often, unfortunately, being in this long-term care business as long as we have, is that it's really important that you have somebody that really is healthy physically and mentally and trustworthy enough to take charge of all of these transactions and so forth and handle the money for your best interest. Because unfortunately, financial elder abuse is rampant, and many adult children, siblings, and other family members help themselves to elders' money. It happened in my own family, unfortunately. And it's one of the best reasons to have insurance, where they're just going to pay the claim and not hand over a pile of cash to somebody.
I have a question for Ron. Ron, really, a lot of times you probably end up dealing with a family member who's managing the care for mom or dad. Is that pretty typical in your experience?
It is pretty typical. We just ran into it. We did an assessment, and in this case, it was the prospective care receiver's grandson that she had signed a power of attorney over to him to help her manage her affairs. That is pretty common.
We found that to be as well. All right, so Susan, I mean, before, as we wrap up the show here, because we've got about two or three more minutes, are there any other private sources of cash we can use to pay for care?
There absolutely are, especially if you own a home or other real estate. Many people decide to use reverse mortgages, which cancel out their mortgage payment and then give them some cash, hopefully, to spend on other things, such as long-term care. The homeowner has to be at least 62 years old, though, and there are other restrictions, but it's definitely a good idea to research it. You can also get a home equity loan to provide cash to pay for care if the reverse mortgage isn't feasible or desirable to you. Then there's Social Security payments, cashing out IRAs or 401ks. It's always important to consult your financial advisor, though, because you want to understand all the tax ramifications of doing things like that. And then if you own life insurance policies that say are whether they're cash value types or not, you can actually get life settlements that you can sell your life insurance policy. You've probably seen ads for this on TV. The older you are and the sicker you are, strangely, but maybe not, the more money you will get for your policy. But that is a source of cash. If you have life insurance policies now, you can sell them to get the cash from them when you're still alive.
Well, this brings me to another point here is that, you know, it's really important to review your policies. You know, don't just throw them in a drawer and forget about them. You may have cash in your drawer, your safety deposit box that you haven't paid much attention to. Well, we are at the end of our action-packed show. Next week, we have David Duringer of Protective Law Corporation talking about estate planning. So thank you so much. Have a great day.
Join us next Tuesday for Protect What Matters with Barry Fisher and Susan Blaze. Send your questions and show topic ideas to Barry at blazeandbear.com. AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's